The Astonishing Glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu, Part 3 of the Story of Thakurji Sri Madan Gopal. One night, Madan Gopal appeared to Advaita Prabhu in a dream and said sweetly, "O Sri Advaita Acharya, listen to one thing. There are too many dangers here in Vrindavan. So I am arranging for one Mathura Brahmin named Chobai to come here tomorrow and take me with him. And he and his wife will always worship me with parental love, thinking of me as their son. And thus I will fulfill all their desires to have Bhagavan as their son. At present they have a son, and his name is Madan Mohan. I want to spend some time with the Chobais in Mathura. And later, when Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswami come to Vrindavan, I will leave Chobais' home and return to Vrindavan to Dwadash Aditya Tila. So please do not hesitate to hand me to them." Saddened and astonished, Sri Advaita Prabhu replied, "Oh, Madan Gopal, but you are the only treasure of my heart. You are the only treasure of my heart. You are my very soul, my very life, my joy, and my strength. How will I survive without you? I will become like a fish out of water and simply shrivel up and die in your separation." Hearing these plaintive words from his pure devotee, Sri Advaita Prabhu, Thakurji Madan Gopal replied, smilingly, "Don't worry, Prabhu, for I am ever subdued by your love. Without you, my pastimes cannot be completely satisfying. Wherever you are, I will always be there with you. Wherever you are, I will always be there with you. Please, therefore, Prabhu, fulfill the desires of my devotee Chobeji by offering my perfect divine form to him. Now listen, Advaitaji. I will describe an ancient event that happened during Krishna's Leela. Once, Vishakhasakhi painted a picture of mine that is non-different from the same deity form, murti form of mine you're seeing. When Sri Radhika saw that picture of me, she became completely captivated. Now, even today, this eternally perfect painting of me is sitting in Sevakunj. Go there and you can easily find it. Collect this picture and take it back to Bengal, to your home at Shantipur, and thereby redeem and liberate all the conditioned souls by establishing puja and seva of this Thakurji, Murti. Experiencing this visionary dream of Sri Madan Gopalji, Advaita Prabhu became lost in ecstasy, dancing with raised arms while chanting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol." Finally calming down after 3 hours of continuously cascading euphoria, Advaita Prabhu waited, and then the Mathura Brahmin Chobai arrived there in Vrindavan. Clutching a straw between his teeth, he humbly offered respects at the feet of Sri Advaita Prabhu. With folded hands, he said, "Oh, Advaita Prabhu, you are the all-omniscient avatar of Bhagavan, and you have discovered this deity which was previously worshipped 50 centuries ago by Kubja. In a visionary dream, Madan Gopal ordered me to quickly take this deity to Mathura and begin his worship. He also woke up my wife and he told her, 'Mother, mother.' Then Thakurji turned to me and said, 'Are Chobai, you too are my mother and father, so now raise me and rear me in all respects.' Hence, O Lord, I have come to you. Please bless me by giving my deity form to them in Mathura. Hearing this humble plea, Advaita Prabhu handed the deity of Madan Gopal over to Chobe. Then Sri Advaita began weeping in great separation. Wandering in Sevakunj, Advaita Prabhu was drowning in an ocean of prema, and then he found Vishakha Sakhi's beautiful painting of Madan Gopal. Carefully taking that eternally perfect painting to his home in Shantipur, and therein he began worshipping. Long before, when Srimati Radharani first saw this painting of Madan Gopal, painted by her dearest Sakhi Vishakha, Radharani sighed in joy, exclaiming, "With the beauty of his smile and his tender glance, Madan Gopal has driven me mad. Ever since I have seen this picture, the cool moonshine seems as hot as fire, and fire seems as cool as the moon. Bruvam te tena shiptva kim api hasan ton madita mate shashi vrito vani param idagdamarav." Chapter 2, verse 3. Shri Madan Gopal Thakurji ki jai, Shri Advaita Prabhu ki jai. Nitai Gaur Sitanath Premanandi Hari Hari Bol Shri Gauranga Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra Shri Gauranga Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Gauranga Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.